From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com, is where you can pick up our podcast. Links to all our great sponsors like HHA Sports, the makers of the number one single pin archery sight. Man, we love these guys. Great people out of Wisconsin. American-made product. Also, our own Michigan-grown products like Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, which now is the time to get your Lucky Buck out. Lucky-buck.com. And you can pick it up at a lot of major retailers and find out the rules for Lucky Buck for anywhere in the country at their website, lucky-buck.com. Also, Darton Archery, celebrating 65 years in Michigan, making archery products. Great bows, great crossbows right here in Michigan, 65 years, American made. Again, very happy to have them on board. And I guess I'm going to let the cat out of the bag now because we did get the official word. We're waiting on logos and links and everything else. I want to welcome Costa Sunglasses to the Wild Michigan family as well. This is a big deal for us, and we really look forward to working with Costa. So now you are hearing it for the very first time that we have Costa on board with Wild Michigan. So the Michigan Natural Resources Commission met Thursday. There are some new regulations that did not quite make the fishing books, and we're going to speak with Dan Kimmel from GreatLakesBass.com in just a moment. But new hook restrictions are in place to protect against salmon snagging in some waters. Also, Great Lakes trout and salmon regulations, Lake Huron lake trout and splake regulations, MH1 and MH2 lake trout and splake regulations have changed from the season of May 1st to September 30th to January 1st through September 30th to align all of Lake Huron into one season. So there's the seasons have, instead of being split, January 1st through September 30th, all of Lake Huron into one season. Lake Michigan trout regulations. MM1, MM2, MM3, and MM4 have changed to the following. Minimum size limit shall be 15 inches. Maximum size limit shall be 27 inches, except the daily possession limit shall not include more than one lake trout at 34 inches or greater. In MM5, MM6, MM7, and 8, minimum size limit has been changed from 15 inches or to 15 inches. And then in MM1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, lake trout daily position limit has been reduced from 3 down to 2. Now, inland trout and salmon regulations affecting brook trout minimum size limits have changed. There's a new regulation creating the Upper Peninsula's brook trout restoration areas, and the 2015 Michigan Fishing Guide is available at all retailers and online at michigan.gov/fishing guide. We have posted that on the Wild Michigan page of Facebook, and we'll post it to our website, wildmichiganradio.com, as well. So those are all the things that don't affect bass. The things that do affect bass, somebody that has been working very hard on these issues, our good friend Dan Kimmel from GreatLakesBass.com. He joins us right now on the show. Dan, this has been a tireless effort for you, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Duran. Yeah, I'm really excited today because today, for the first time in over 100 years, I can go bass fishing legally and enjoy it. It's catch and immediate release, but it feels so good to know that I can now go bass fishing whenever I can go. It's been 30 years I've been working on this just to get this far.
You know, and this, Dan, you bring up a very good point. Look, if we ever caught a bass previously, it's automatically immediate release outside of season. But now we can target bass. We can go after, we can fish for bass specifically and not, you know, be under the any kind of scrutiny from the Michigan DNR because it's catch and immediate release.
Yes, I call it guilty by a bass boat. You know, I only can afford one boat, and it happens to be a bass boat, and I love crappie fishing in the spring, but it never fails that when I'm doing it, you know, somebody will say, hey, bass fishing's not open, and I know that. I'm crappie fishing, so now I can crappie fish, I can target my dogfish that I like practicing flipping on, I can fish for bass for real and not have to worry about any issues. I can just enjoy wild Michigan, and oh, that I can't even describe how that feels. It's like I lost 20 pounds or something overnight.
Well, I can hear the elation in your voice regarding this, because for so many years, listen, it was the middle of June before we could even think about fishing for bass, because that's when the season opened. And by this time, it's almost no fun.
Yeah, it, you know, and a lot of people run into the kids are home and there's distractions and they don't even buy a fishing license some year. If you let people start buying a fishing license early in the year, whenever they can go, they're just more likely to buy a fishing license and go. And once they've bought it, then they're more likely to go more often. And that's what a big part of this effort has been, is to make it easy, you know, based on sound science, for people to go fishing more often and enjoy the outdoors. And that's been, critically important to me for pretty much my entire adult life.
Now, this is important, speaking with Dan Kimmel from GreatLakesBass.com. This is important for not only bass anglers. Hey, no, this is what's going to make me mad, okay? This is where certain people are going to come forward and say, well, they don't like it. We shouldn't be able to target bass. We shouldn't be able to do this. And they're going to voice their opinion, which is all well and good. I don't mind that people voice their opinion. But when there's dissension within our own groups of outdoors men and women in the state, then I have an issue.
Yeah, that always makes change hard. I mean, change is hard for people. Every time, this is the third major process we've done on the bass fishing, and it's been fairly difficult, you know, a 2 to 4 year process each time. And I don't like to see that, but you know, we passed the Scientific Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act to use sound science to manage our fishing game, to get the emotion and the personal opinions out of it, because we want to maximize the wise use of our resource, and this is a good start towards doing that for bass. I mean, we were one of only now 3 states left with a closed statewide bass season, so now there's only 2 states left, and neither one of those states actually protect the bass spawn. They just aren't open during the cold part of the year because they don't think people want to fish for bass, but there's always that group of anglers. You know, obviously bass is the number one species in the country, and it's number 2 behind panfish in Michigan. So, you know, there is a demand there. It's just it's spread out, so it's not as obvious maybe as some of the other fisheries.
You know, Dan Kimmel's our guest here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com. I've never defined myself as a bass angler, a trout angler, a walleye angler. I'm an angler. I'm a fisherman. I enjoy fishing. I don't care what it is. I don't care if I'm targeting panfish and a big pike comes through and takes my line for a run. I love it. I love fishing. I've never really targeted bass too much. I used to when I was younger. But you know what? Now that I know I can, I might pick it up a little bit more, because it's one more opportunity to have fun, get a few pictures, and then put the fish back.
Yeah, and that's what's great about Michigan, and it's probably part of the reason I may have done better in tournaments if I wasn't so easily distracted by by all the fish we have in Michigan. I mean, if I saw a big fish swim by, I tried to catch it, even if my partner was saying, hey, that's not a bass. You know, but I like catching fish, period. You know, I just, for years, I fished for bass the most. But again, in Michigan, you know, you want to be a rounded angler, and this just gives, you know, that other opportunity to people. You know, they're still going to go walleye fishing, they're still going to go crappie fishing, but now maybe they will take up some more bass fishing, and it is definitely a big shift towards bass fishing in Michigan the last few years.
Well, you know, we had the Bassmaster, the tournament, the Elite Series, come to, was it Lake Gogebic last year in September, which I thought was crazy. You know, because look, September, you've got weather, you've got bad issues up in the UP, but they brought the BASS to Michigan, and that was huge. Dan Kimmel's our guest, GreatLakesBass.com. Hold on the line, Dan. We're going to talk more about these new regulations being brought forth to us on Thursday here in Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
you can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez. Alex Clark pushing the buttons. Hit the dump button on delay when somebody gets out of hand. It's all right. We like him. WildMichiganRadio.com being brought to you by Darton Archery. Spring archery leagues should be starting up pretty soon, man, with the thaw. If the thaw ever happens in the UP, they got a bunch of snow during the week. But check this story out before we get back to Dan Kimmel at GreatLakesBass.com. Geraldine Talley of Inkster, Michigan. God bless her. 116 she will turn this May. 116 years old, making her the oldest living person in the world. And she lives in Michigan. Her secrets to a long life: coffee, no cheese or butter, eating plenty of healthy stuff, and fishing. Fishing trips. She credits to her longevity. 116. She's going to be incredible. 1899, if I'm doing my math right. That gives her, and it's a lot of it, she says, because of fishing. Look, we know the medicinal, what happens internally because of fishing. I don't care if you lose a couple hundred dollars in lures. There's still some relaxation going on. And Geraldine Talley of Inkster, who I will find and get on this show if I can. Congratulations, you're 115 now, going to make it to 116, and doesn't look a day over like 80. Seriously. Back to Dan Kimmel, GreatLakesBass.com. We had news earlier in the week of we're able to target bass. Bass fishing open year-round, just as long as you release it and only keep during the specified time during the course of the year. Okay, but you can go out, you're hearing the show right now, you can be bass fishing legally. But again, Dan, you've had a lot of support in the terms of other people. And if you could you share who is helping you with this fight?
Yeah, we had a big supporter, of course, is Michigan United Conservation Clubs. They supported us through the whole thing with quite a bit of work. Both bass federations, the Michigan Trappers supported us, the Steelheaders, you know, which is one of the biggest fishing groups in Michigan, they supported us, the Hunting Dog Federation, the Bow Hunters, believe it or not, supported us.
Sure.
Because we all have to work together, you know, and I'm so glad that these statewide groups, a bunch of fishing associations, Saginaw Field and Stream Club, it felt so good to have these groups understand the importance of sound scientific management for all our resources. It made me feel really good.
There's a downside to this, and I'm not gonna ask you to call out any names or bring anybody out on this, but there are people that are making money from the fishing industry that have made their careers on bass fishing that have fought this thing tooth and nail. And then they have sizable audience that listen to what they have to say for whatever reason.
Yeah, we had a chance to get catch and delayed release fishing during the spring, and that got shot down. And it was a shame. And what happened is there was just some claims that were made to inflame the public, for instance, saying that we kill 50% of our bass in tournaments, which is not even remotely true. And that was the most disappointing part, because we don't kill anywhere near 50% of our bass. I mean, 90-some percent survive. In fact, in Michigan, thanks to our cooler waters, it's pretty easy to keep most of our bass alive. So, yeah, that was very disappointing. But we're going to look at probably doing a test catch and delayed release study next year on a number of inland lakes. So we're just going to work with that and go from there. And we just need to prove to people that we can fish for bass more, and we can all enjoy fishing the way we want to fish.
And understand that some of the resources that they're saying that this is depleting, some of the lakes that they say are depleting, are known as some of the best bass fisheries in the world. And we heard from Kevin Van Dam and Mark Zona both on this show that Lake St. Clair is such a great fishery for smallmouth bass and is a thriving industry for the area, but yet there are people that are claiming otherwise.
Yeah, you know, prey numbers were down a little bit the last 2 years. But talking to Mike Thomas at the DNR, he said he sees no reason for the bass fishing to not remain good on Lake St. Clair. And last fall, That was the second biggest limit I've ever seen weighed in. 28 pounds, 12 ounces, five smallmouth bass. That does not sound like an unhealthy fishery to me.
Absolutely not. Dan Kimmel, GreatLakesBass.com. There's a link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. All things bass, we go to Dan Kimmel. He's our guy. Has been since our first show here. And I've had the opportunity to fish with Dan once bass fishing, once walleye fishing, and it was a great time both times. What do you think this could mean financially, Dan? I can't see people going out and buying a bunch of the shadow wraps and stuff like that, all the new stuff that's on the market, to bass fish because of this instant, because of what we have right now. But long term, this could mean more of Michigan as a bass angling state, which we don't think we are, but we really are, according to things, studies that you've seen.
Yeah, we're attracting the second most out-of-state bass anglers in the country, behind only Florida. So I think it's huge. The study they did for the DNR showed that 16% of the anglers said that they would fish more if we had more spring fishing. And of the bass anglers, that's about $3.5 million per angler day in additional economic impact just from trip-related expenses of that day, per day. I mean, that's huge to jobs and businesses in Michigan, and our bass can handle it. That's the best part.
And they can. Look, we've got a great, great resource, man. The UP has got some of the best bass fishing I've ever done. And you can go to the website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can see the six-pounder I pulled off on a little river that goes out to Lake Michigan up in the Upper Peninsula on US 2. Most people would have drove over it. I knew they were there. I you know, just looking down from the top of that bridge to see those two huge smallies running around this great big rock, catching them, getting a picture, throwing them back. Man, you can't beat that kind of excitement.
No, you can't. I wish I was there. I mean, I have a new friend I met up in the UP, and he's telling me about a lake up there that he says is world-class that nobody even knows about. He said he's usually the only guy out there fishing, and believe me, it's on my radar.
Well, I'll even tell you what river it was, and I have no problem telling anybody where the spot is. It's the Millicoken River right there under US 2. Everybody drives over it just outside of Naubin Way, and those fish were there. And look, I saw them. I caught them on, four or five casts, got the pictures, let them go. Five and a six-pounder within about 10 minutes of each other. You can't beat that kind of excitement.
No, that was amazing. You made me want to almost drive up there right then.
You can do it now, Dan. You can go target those bass.
I know.
Well, I really appreciate it, man. All the hard work that you've done last year at the Bassmaster Classic in Greenville. In Alabama last year and on Lake Gunnersville. You worked hard down there. You were at all the meetings last year. Didn't get the chance to go this year. I was at the Bassmaster Classic working, but still, you see the passion. And people up north do not realize how big this sport is down there. This is the WWE meets bass fishing when these guys come in, and there's a huge amount of excitement and a lot of money on the table. Now that we have this ability to catch an immediate release, maybe we can start drawing some of that excitement here. Dan Kimmel, as always, GreatLakesBass.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you check him out, GreatLakesBass.com. Dan Kimmel here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Gretzinger from Michigan Out of Doors Television, and you're listening to the man, the myth, the legend, Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan.
Like a honeybee beating on my screen door. Got a little buzz in my head. Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to Dan Kimmel. Thanks to Dan Kimmel and all the hard work that he put in. He and many others put in to get that year-round, it's not really a season, but the ability to fish for bass year-round with immediate catch and release in the off-season, in the off-keeping section of the year. First time in 100 years, you can actually go out right this minute, the second you are hearing the show, you can go out and fish for bass. You can target bass. You can catch bass in Michigan, but you have to release them, okay, until season. If you even choose to keep bass to begin with, that's your choice, okay? But you have to remember regulations for size and creel limit all apply, as well as the time that you can keep them. Right now, you can just fish for bass, catch, and immediate release. All right, so there it is in a nutshell. And all of that information, which spread like wildfire the second we put it up on the Facebook page. The second we got the word from the DNR, which was the exact same time we were doing the show, we posted it to the Facebook page. Thousands of you have responded. So, again, thanks to all the hard work that Dan Kimmel has put into this and everybody else involved and the Natural Resources Commission for kind of seeing the science behind it. And the people that fought, the people in the industry that are making money off of television shows, that are making money off of bass fishing television shows, the people that fought this sound scientific information, shame on you for infighting with anglers and the like. And they know who they are. And if you know who I'm talking about, you can tell them that I said it. Don't care. Going to move forward. Our friend Jerry Allen, you know him for many things here on the show as an author for tracking blood sign. He has a product that he sells called Blue Star. And what you don't see, what you don't know much about with Jerry Allen is his work getting people with disabilities out into the outdoors, helping people that may not have a regular opportunity as we do, as people with without limit, without disabilities, can just go out and do. But Jerry works very hard with a lot of people, a lot of veterans, getting them outdoors. And Jerry, dude, we thank you for all your hard work, which you will humbly deny is hard work. But again, man, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. And it's enjoyable work. That's the bottom line, is you see the difference it makes in people's lives to get them outdoors where they normally wouldn't have the opportunity. And, you know, it's just amazing. It is just amazing to see the happiness. And, you know, whether you harvest something or just spend the time chatting and being a friend is just hugely rewarding to the individual that you're taking out, and also to myself and whoever else would take somebody else out to.
Absolutely. Jerry Allen is with the Sportsman's Outreach Team. They've got a banquet coming up, Thornapple Valley Church in Hastings, Friday, April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. I had the opportunity to attend it last year. Absolute blast. It was a great time. But first, Jerry, tell me a little bit about the Sportsman's Outreach Team, what your goals are every year.
Well, we take once a month to Grand Rapids Veterans Home, the first Wednesday of every month, but we also do events up there. We do bingo. We sponsor the fishing derby in September. We pay for 150 trout to be released in the pond. We help them fish, take pictures, give out Meijer gift cards for, like, the smallest fish, the biggest fish, the first fish, things like that. This next month, have an event where we're taking about 50 of the kids from Berry County Intermediate School District, which is a disabled school, and taking them to the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary and doing a fishing event. We catch bluegills. This year we'll probably be catch and release because of last year's winter kill, but we will still cook 300-400 bluegills for the kids, hot dogs, chips. We take a picture of the kids with their biggest fish, and we iron the picture onto a t-shirt, and then they go home with that t-shirt. Do it right on the spot. I've got a t-shirt press. I take the computer. We do digital pictures. And we sponsor two of the 4 days of the Freedom Hunt, which is now called the Independence Hunt, at the Fort Custer Military Base. We have a turkey hunt coming up next month with disabled individuals from the Grand Rapids Veterans Home. We do probably 40 events a year. We don't spend a lot of money because we're pretty self-sufficient, but we try and do as much as we can.
Speaking with Jerry Allen here on Wild Michigan, longtime friend of mine here on the show. The first time I had the opportunity to meet Jerry, quite a while ago. You guys had a veterans hunt out at the Fort Custer facility, and I got to go to the banquet. And this is when the show first started, about 8 years ago, as we've been going almost nine, but about 8 years ago, we had that opportunity. And it was really one of my first chances to see our disabled veterans get out and be part of what we enjoy on a regular basis without thinking about it. And it was a great event. And again, you have this event that is coming up. What will we see at this event? Last year, you had some great prizes, and I'm sure this year is no different.
Oh, yeah. We have guns. We have hogs. We should have some beef. We have some outdoor stuff, some camping stuff, fishing kits, silent auctions, live raffles, live auctions, just a whole bunch of stuff. And you don't have to pay to eat, but if you want to donate, it goes back to the cause. You know, if you can't afford much, that's okay too. We don't technically raise a whole lot of money because we're pretty cheap. We don't waste any money. We don't get paid. We are pretty efficient with our money, but we still, this is our big fundraiser for the year. This is where we get 80% of our money, maybe a little less than that, but pretty close to it. We're catering the food out this year. We have a really good setup for the food. It's going to be a celebration. We're trying to get as many of the kids from the fishing trip. We're trying to get as many of the individuals. We're bringing down guys from the veterans home. And, you know, it's going to be a celebration of what we did, and what can we do in the future? In an opportunity to maybe meet people, and maybe people that want to get involved, maybe people that know somebody that we could help take outside, get outdoors. We got guys that just want to look at nature. We got guys that want to hunt. We do a bunch of fishing events. We take nursing homes out fishing at different places, Clear Lake Outdoor Education Center. We take them to the Elks Lodge on Harmonia Road where they have a gravel pit. You know, we're really doing a lot of different things. We're real flexible. We've got a pretty good crew. And, you know, we get involved in the tight lines for troops. We take guys out of the veterans home up north for that. There's a guy who's got kind of the same thing with walleye. We take veterans up from the veterans home to that also. We don't just lock on veterans only, but we do most for veterans. But, you know, that's not important to us, but we want to make sure that the veterans, you know, get well taken care of.
Absolutely. Jerry Allen is our guest here. The Sportsman's Outreach Team, the big event coming up Friday, April 17th, 6 to 9 p.m. Doors open at 5 o'clock at the Thornapple Valley Church, Hastings, Michigan. It is at 2750 South M43 Highway. You can contact Jerry at 269-579-1965. And you guys are a 501c3 nonprofit, correct?
Correct. We are.
Okay. And that's, you know, that's somebody's going to ask. And of course, this is a nonprofit organization helping out not just veterans or disabled veterans, but helping out so many people and kids and getting them out. And Jerry, again, man, we applaud you for this. We appreciate your help. And if you need to contact Jerry, you can call me via our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can email me. I'll get you hooked up with that information. And as always, if you'd like to make donations to this great event, you can get through me, wildmichiganradio.com. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us, man.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you for all you do, Duran. You are a wonderful enthusiast for the outdoor group.
Thanks, brother.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time, Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Whoa. Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to our good friend Jerry Allen for not only helping out with the Sportsman's Outreach program, but all the stuff he does throughout the course of the year. On top of his job, on top of being a dad and a husband, he's got about a million things he does for people to get them outdoors. And you can't imagine what he does, and will not take credit for any of it. Will not. And it's so good to know people like that. And I appreciate everybody listening here on the show. This is just a vehicle for us to get the information out. And hopefully, you know, if you're having fun listening, if you learn something, good, because that is why we do the show. I was having a conversation with a coworker of mine at the classic rock station that I work with. And we talk about, you know, she does a show as well. It's Deborah Hart's Loving Life. My question was, why do you do the show? What are your expectations? What do you want to get out of the show? And she basically, like me, summed it up. We don't look really to get anything out of the show. We have sponsors. We appreciate them. They keep us funded. Okay. We use their products. We truly believe in their products. And we learn along the way, not only about the product, but how to become better anglers, better hunters, be better stewards of our environment, and really get things out. And this is where Jerry comes in, and people like Jerry that have all of these great organizations that get people out, take them hunting, take them fishing, give them the means that they normally would not have to be a part of the outdoors. And this is where the vehicle of this radio show comes in, is I don't have really a ton of money to put into getting people outdoors, but we have this show that we can help people get connected, and that's why I like doing it. So if there's any question really why I'd like doing the show, this is it. It's being able to share all of this great information. When we, case in point, when we got the new regulations, Dan Kimmel from Great Lakes Bass was on the show earlier in the hour, and he was talking about the new regulations being adopted for the 2015-2016 season for bass. Dan's been working on this for 30 years to try and get some fishing, some season changes for bass angling. We now have the catch and immediate release fishing for bass now allowed all year long statewide, unless otherwise closed to fishing. So, okay, so if the area is closed to fishing, it doesn't, any regulations don't apply, but these will allow you to fish for bass year-round, catch and immediate release, unless, of course, it is open season for bass, but catch and immediate release. So you don't have to be worried about going out and, you know, flipping some jigs or something, trying to catch bass. You can go out and do it, and you won't get a ticket. Just make sure that's immediate release, and when comes season, that you are following the guidelines in the new state guideline book for the fishing regulations and season for the 2015-2016 season. Now, if you didn't renew your fishing license for the year, that was as of April 1st. You need the new license for the year, and the licenses include all species. So you can just go get your fishing license and not have to worry. There's some other new regulations that are out. You can see them at our Facebook page and our website, WildMichiganRadio.com and Facebook.com/WildMichigan. Okay, those are there. Now, some other things that are going on, the USGS and the Sea Grant, Illinois, Indiana, is showing that new research shows that Lake Erie's dead zones are actually quite active, greatly affecting fish distributions, catch rates, and effectiveness of fishing gear. Scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey, the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant, and partners recently found that dead zones caused by hypoxia, the depletion of oxygen in the water, which what happens when you get a lot of dead plants and algae and vegetation dying off, taking that air out of the water, are unexpectedly variable in the Lake Erie, sometimes disappearing, then reemerging elsewhere in a matter of hours, kind of changing, is what they're saying. They also found that fish like yellow perch cluster at the edges of these areas. Discovery of erratic dead zones can help commercial fishers and scientists determine where and how effectively catch, and they can effectively catch and study fish. Now, probably some good news to anglers as well that are going out. I'm not sure quite how you would follow these areas of dead area, but the fish kind of like the outsides of them, don't Maybe it's because they're killing off smaller fish and they're easier to feed on. Not quite sure. But some interesting studies coming our way. The Department of Natural Resources reminds everyone that after the heavy ice and snow cover have melted away on Michigan's lakes in this early spring, it may be common, don't panic, to discover dead fish and other aquatic creatures. This year's winter, of course, with heavy snow, extreme cold temperatures, thick ice, will create conditions that cause fish and other creatures such as turtles, frogs, toads, crayfish to die. We went through this winter kill last year with real thick ice conditions, depleting some of the oxygen in some of the areas and causing a big fish kill. But then again, they said the upside of that is the bigger, healthier fish were the ones that will continue on, giving the anglers a better opportunity to catch some bigger fish. Now, if you'd like to volunteer your services, Michigan is in need to help guard Michigan sturgeon. The Black Lake chapter of Sturgeon for Tomorrow. Some fine folks, Ann Feldhauser, has been on the show talking about Sturgeon for Tomorrow in Sheboygan County, is seeking volunteers to join in its effort in partnership with the DNR to help protect lake sturgeon from illegal harvest during the annual spring spawning run. Lake sturgeon, a fish species that is threatened in Michigan and rare throughout the U.S., become vulnerable to poaching as they briefly leave Black Lake for spawning sites in the Black River. Hundreds of volunteers are needed to stand guard along the Black River during the spawning season from mid-April through early June to report any suspicious activity and deter the unlawful take of this iconic fish. Of course, sturgeon can live up to about 100 years and weigh more than 200 pounds, according to Dave Borgeson, Northern Lake Huron Management Union supervisor with the DNR. Their journey through the Black River is critical to long-term success, and volunteers are necessary to ensure it's a safe trip. Now, when the spawning begins, sturgeon guards are assigned in shifts to sites along the river. The volunteers stand, watch, and if suspicious activity occurs, use cellular phones provided by Sturgeon for Tomorrow to contact the DNR conservation officers who are actively patrolling the area in support of the guarding effort. Aerial surveillance is also deployed to help secure the area. 15 years, the annual sturgeon guarding program has proven that people serving as sturgeon guards watching over the river have greatly reduced poaching while helping to ensure the protection and reproductive success of the species. Again, according to Ann Feldhauser, a DNR retiree and the guarding program's volunteer coordinator. So if you'd like to be involved with that, you can contact us here, outdoormailbag@gmail.com. We can point you in the direction to help Sturgeon for Tomorrow and to protect our sturgeon here in Michigan, especially during that spring spawning season as they are coming out of those areas up into the rivers. Now, if you are a deer hunter and you have a tree stand on public land, we're going to remind you that as of March 1st, the DNR reminds people that if you've not removed previous listed equipment, please do so. Okay? Otherwise, face a 90-day misdemeanor and a fine from $50 to $500. Those tree stands, of course, must be supplied with your name and address and affixed in legible English. That way they can find you when you leave your tree stand where you shouldn't on public land. Nobody does that, right? They're all good folks here in Wild Michigan. Appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. We've got more information all next week. Make sure you join us. WildMichiganRadio.com. Thanks to Lucky Buck. Thanks to HHA Sports. Thanks to Darton Archery. And welcome Costa Sunglasses, our new sponsor here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.